All right, so today is March the 3rd, 2023, our SHAC meeting. First thing, documentation of attendance. We have Lacey Martin in attendance, Tammy Hayes, Brenda Grieven, Dane Hoover, and Leslie Tipton. All right. Approval of the minutes from the meeting in January. Everybody has a copy of that in front of them. Do y'all have any questions about that? All right. Need a motion?
I motion it.
Okay, we've got a motion. Need a second?
I second it.
All right. Minutes approved. Talon Holt now in attendance. Here. All right. So the first report is organization for Mrs. Blanton, and she's not able to attend because of health issues. Just remember our SHAC, School Health Advisory Committee. We meet four times a year looking at different things involving physical education, student health and wellness, employee health and wellness, our health education, food services, nutrition services, and counseling. All right. Family community involvement. We'll have some meetings, I think, coming up in the elementary this spring. We do things in the fall, the Title I meetings, and then the open house. So those are things we do as far as family community involvement. Something else coming up, there will be a survey at some point in April with our school safety and security as part of our audit that we have to have every 3 years. So there'll be some family and community involvement in that. All right, health services.
I'm still doing the monthly health awareness bulletins. There's one for the employees as well in the break room, and then outside my office for the elementary kiddos. Last month was heart health, so had just some flyers and for information on heart health for the little kiddos. And then this month, March, is nutrition health. So it's kind of the how you fill your plate, making sure you're eating plenty of fruits, veggies, dairy, proteins, and all that.
Okay. Nutrition services, Miss Neighbors is driving a bus, so she can't be in here, but continuing to follow the guidelines there that we have to. And we are in the middle of an audit of our food services. So that's taking place currently, updating whatever needs to be updated there. I know we do have everybody that works in there has completed their civil rights training. So that was been accomplished. All right, physical education.
We do the running every week, once a week. We have jump rope. We're doing jump rope stuff right now. We're talking about bringing in American Heart Association. And we will also be going to what is it called? San Angelo. The Olympics. The Olympics. We've discussed different muscles when we stretch and perform different activities using those muscles. We talk about the muscles that they are using.
Okay. Employee health and wellness, Fridays like today, the early release where teachers have everything done they need to, they're able to go. That's something that's this year, and the board, hopefully Monday night, will adopt the calendar. Everybody, I need to send that out. Everybody went with, the majority went with C. So the same calendar next year as we have this year. I think that's helped, at least with the wellness. On our health education, with the sixth grade.
With sixth graders right now, we're moving right along through the book, and we're on chapter 9, which is about smoking, tobacco, or vaping. And I had them do a little survey last week, and luckily most of them put that they are not smoking or vaping, so anyhow, that's a good thing. But that, we're going to have one more chapter after that, and we're going to be finished with the textbook.
Okay. Counseling guidance first.
Okay, we just completed TOPOS, and next month the juniors take the ACT, and then after that we have TSI coming up and STAR. So, lots and lots of testing going on. Tammy, what about the SEL? How's that going?
SEL's going great. I haven't had it for, well, I had it 1 week. I had to miss this week because of GT testing. And so, I'm back on track for another one next week and then other testing. So, I'm able to do it, I think, 2 more times before the end of the year for sure. And then we'll just have to see how testing is going with STAR, if I can manage to get in another one. But that makes, I think, 10 times. I've been in there at least 10 times in each class for the year.
All right. And I know we've, and this can come at a later meeting, also discuss some ideas for next year to involve our new cafetorium with the ESL. Possibly doing something on the screens that will be available there.
Oh, that's cool.
And use that time there. Anybody have any questions or anything to discuss?
I need to add on physical education, the sixth graders we've implemented a weight program for them. We go to the weight room at least once, if not twice a week. And that's been very successful.
All right.
And then I was going to add, because I forgot, on the health services, I just went to a training to be CPR instructor certified, so I have that now, and I can teach CPR.
So you can do a couple of seniors that we still need to have it?
I can do hands-on, or I can do a full certification.
Yeah, awesome.
And they actually have a program you're only certified through the school, but I mean, like a K-12 though, but they can do that too. So.
Were all of our dummies okay to use? No. We're going to have to purchase some more.
Now they have them to where it actually has a light, and it'll tell you if you're doing the right rate and the right depth. And to be certified through American Heart, you have to use those dummies, or you have to have a wristlet and then still be monitored on the depth.
Okay. So we can look at maybe get some funding through our teacher grant system for those,
yes.
Maybe. All right. Anybody have anything else? Well, nothing to be brought to the board. Possibly those dummies. Well, no, that wouldn't require board approval. That'd just be superintendent. All right. I need a motion to adjourn.
A motion.
In a second.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye. All right.